Go check in with Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com team. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line down in Indy, getting ready for the Wolverines, a win away from being Big Ten champions. So far, how's the experience been down in Indiana?
Really good. The hospitality's been great so far. Like Chris said, I think Michigan fans are kind of ready to take this place over, but some of the Iowa fans we've talked to are excited, and they expect to come out in pretty big numbers too, so good experience. We all did the St. Elmo's thing last night, so got that out of the way. Started on the right foot, but yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a big weekend.
Once Michigan beat Ohio State and the scoreboard said zeros, red zeros, what were your first thoughts? So, and when you heard Iowa was going to be the opponent, your initial thoughts last Saturday night about the Big Ten title game and where you're at today?
Yeah, I mean, well, the initial thoughts when the clock hits here on the Michigan game was a lot of four-letter words, and I can't believe they actually went out and did that, because it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just one of those fluky, like, you know, last-minute wins. Like, they beat the crap out of that team for 60 minutes, and it probably wasn't as close as the score indicated. You know, when the opponent wound up being Iowa, I felt like that was, again, that was kind of another break in Michigan's way. I mean, I know they had already beaten Wisconsin earlier this year, but Wisconsin down the stretch wasn't the team it was when they played in week four, week five, whatever it wound up being. And it's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. So Iowa, I think, is they're similar to Wisconsin. I think the way we described it on the podcast this week, they're kind of like a diet Wisconsin, or like a, you know, that's, I don't know how to really put it other than that. They do a lot of similar things. They're a physical football team. They're a smart football team. They're pretty well-rounded in terms of what they bring to the table, but you know, still kind of one of those trademark Kirk Ferentz teams. So, like I said, it's going to be, you know, Michigan, I think this is a better matchup for them. I think the 10.5 point spread is one that, to me, makes sense. But I was the type of team where, you know, they can play, they can give you a, you know, they can operate on short fields on offense and flip the field on special teams. And, you know, they're the type of team where if you're not ready, you know, a turnover here, a three and out there, you go to the locker room with a bit of a bloody nose and look at the scoreboard and you're down 10-0. So Michigan has to be on high alert. It's not. I like the way that Jim Harbaugh put it earlier this week when he said it's like, you know, getting past the Russians and then having to go out and win the gold medal game. So a lot of business. I don't think it's in the DNA of this team to overlook Iowa. It sounds like they've had a good week of prep and a good week of practice. But, yeah, I think this is a good matchup for Michigan.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that 10-0 halftime score, because that's my thought. If you got down two scores to Iowa and they were able to run the football, it would be tough for Michigan to come back. It would.
Yeah, and we haven't really, you know, Michigan's played a lot of different styles of games. They won what was kind of a shootout at Nebraska where they had to help hold them off. They held off Rutgers in what wound up being a second half rock fight. You know, the Penn State game was, you know, an old school throwback type of Big Ten game. But what we really haven't seen this year, really, I don't think Michigan, they haven't trailed much, if at all, if memory serves me correctly, but they definitely haven't been down two scores. And that's the one question I would have about this team, is that if they get down two scores, you know, can they flip that script and get back on track? So, yeah, you definitely don't want to go down. I mean, you can afford to give up an early score, but you got to, it can't snowball. And that's what, you know, that's something else that I think they've done a really nice job of all year, is that, you know, in the past, a lot of Michigan teams, when that first mistake happens, you see it on the sideline, you see the demeanor, it goes to, oh, well, here we go again. And all of those things start to pile up on them. This team has done a really nice job of compartmentalizing everything they do on the field, moving past the mistakes that they've made on the field. And like I said, when they've needed someone to make a play, whether it's Cade McNamara putting a drive together or Eric Aull, you know, getting free down the field for a touchdown, or Hassan Haskins putting his shoulder down and, you know, blowing through guys on the last drive of the game, they've been able to make plays when they needed to. So, like I said, I just don't foresee a scenario where they're getting, you know, they're playing from too far behind.
I agree. That's why the spread, whether Michigan wins by 10, a couple touchdowns, I have a 27-10. I think it'd be tough to blow out a team like Iowa and the way Kirk Ferentz plays everything close to the vest. And the mission of this team is there. They've had a couple, like you said, slow halves, first half against Northwestern, second half against Rutgers, maybe the first quarter to start the season against Western. You're like, whoa, what's this team going to be like? And then they put on a show after that. but they're focused now, and they have confidence, and they have a swagger that I haven't seen for a while with both sides of the football. We've seen a great defense with Bush and Winovich, but this offense has some swagger. The defense has swagger. The special teams have swagger. Harbaugh has it back on the sidelines. You know, what they did at the end of that third quarter at Wisconsin was a visual that really set up this team and told us where they were going.
Yeah, you know, when you look back on the story of what this season has been, especially if they're able to go out there Saturday and close the deal and finish this thing this off, I think a lot of people will look at that as kind of the moment where it felt, you know, quote unquote, different. I haven't been to a ton of those big games on the road, but the few I have been on, they be down on the field, and you know, when things didn't go their way, you could just see like the deer in the headlights look in their eyes and guys looking at each other or blank looks on their face or looking to the sideline. This group doesn't have any of that. Now, the coaching staff, Jim Harbaugh deserves a lot of credit. He deserves a ton of credit for the way he was able to hit the reset button and bring in younger assistants, guys that are hungry, guys who are good teachers of the game, guys who are improved communicators from the guys that were there before. He deserves credit for that. But what it was going to take to do what they did to put themselves in line to win a Big Ten title, give themselves a chance to beat Ohio State, it was going to take a special group of guys. And, you know, like I said, the character, you mentioned it, the character of the team, the cohesiveness of the team, I haven't seen this from any team in any sport that I've kind of followed over the last several years. I mean, they are together. They are where they are by sheer force of will. And I think that goes, you know, to the top with their head coach. I think Aiden Hutchinson, I think, is, you know, as great of a player as he is, I think he's an A-plus leader, an A-plus human being, some a guy that a lot of those guys look up to, and he's the engine of this team. And they have just, what happened last year was bad and not acceptable, and the guys that were left behind said, we're tired of this crap, we're not going to let it happen again. And the work starts now. The work starts here in January in winter workouts to get better 1% every single day. And, you know, they've just stacked a lot of good days together. And this season is a testament that if you just start somewhere and get a little bit better every day, that's the other thing about this team too, Bill, is that from week one to week, whatever it is, 14 now, they've gotten better as a football team every single week. I mean, this isn't the team that struggled against Rutgers or the team that needed to keep scoring points at Nebraska to win. They've gotten better every single week, and that's a testament to every single person in that building.
One final thought here with Anthony Broom, who's joining us, and he's with thewolverine.com. He's an insider when it comes to the Wolverines, all sports, and the Big Ten. I retweeted this from Michigan Football, a quote from Jim Harbaugh. I am so incredibly sorry. I know there are no words. The families and community of Oxford are in need of every prayer that we can possibly offer them, lifting you all up before the one who conquered death. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head football coach, hashtag Oxford Strong. And then the Travis Myrie number 42 sticker will be on their helmets to honor one of the victims at Oxford High School. That's bigger than any win-loss, bigger than anything that's happened this season. And well done by Michigan. Lions also are going to wear a decal on their helmet, and they will honor the victims in Oxford, Michigan. But I love the quote there from Harbaugh. Anthony, thank you so much. Great job in your debut on the Huge Radio Network. Enjoy the weekend in Indy.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Anthony. Broom. Solid. On air, like with Ballas and Safey and Borden. These guys are good. Hey, they're like the PGA Tour. These guys are good. Speaking of thewolverine.com, they're taking over the entire broadcast as we preview the Big Ten Championship football game with Michigan and Iowa. They have that $1 deal right now with their new partnership with On3. They're offering up thewolverine.com for a buck. Get the details right now at thewolverine.com.